Podcast 57, James' Advice to Christians. Now, today's podcast is going to be a little bit different because we're going to use a Bible study method called Lectio Divina. This means divine reading, and it's a way of studying the Bible that comes from the monastic tradition, the Benedictines, from the 6th century. Pardon me. In this method, first we pray and invite God to speak to us. Then we listen to the text, in this case, part of the first chapter of James, being read three times. The first time, we simply listen and let the words flow over us. The second time, we look for a word or a phrase or a sentence that would be brought to our attention by the Holy Spirit, and we ponder this word or phrase or sentence and consider what it means for us. On the third reading, we consider what Christ is saying to us. What do we need to do, or consider, or relinquish, or take on as a result of what God is saying to us in the word or phrase that sprung to our attention? And in the silence that follows the third reading, we pray for the grace of the Spirit to plant this word into our hearts. So what I'm going to do now is simply do three readings of the James passage, that's the epistle passage for this Sunday. And I will remind you at the start of each reading what we're considering. So the reading we're doing today is James chapter 1, verses 17 to 27. And for this first reading, simply relax and listen and let the words flow over you. But before we do that, we'll pray and ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to this word. Dear Lord, we pray that you will open our eyes to your scripture today, and that you will speak to us and guide us and lead us and plant it in our hearts. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. James chapter 1, verses 17 to 27. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because our anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Those who listen to the word but do not do what it says are like people who look at their faces in a mirror, and after looking at themselves, go away and immediately forget what they look like. But those who look intently into the perfect law that gives freedom, and continue in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues, deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. For the second reading, we look for a word or phrase or sentence that might jump out at us, brought to our attention by the Holy Spirit. And as the reading continues, we ponder what this word or phrase and or sentence might mean for us. James 1, verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because our anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Those who listen to the word but not do what it says are like people who look at their faces in a mirror, and after looking at themselves, go away and immediately forget what they look like. But those who look intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continue in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. For the third reading, we consider what Christ is saying to us. What do we need to do, or consider, or relinquish, or take on as a result of what God is saying to us in this word or phrase? And in the silence that follows the third reading, we pray for the grace of the Spirit to plant this word into our heart. James 1, starting at verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be kind of first fruits of all he created. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because our anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Those who listen to the word but do not do it are like people who look at their faces in a mirror, and after looking at themselves, go away and immediately forget what they look like. But those who look intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continue in it, not forgetting what they've heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. I pray that God has spoken to you through this scripture reading, and that the word that you have heard from him will be planted in your heart and help you to grow in grace and grow closer to God. Amen.